Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Hit. You can get all of this content and more at jasonjohncowart.com. Be sure to follow and share this with your friends. Let's jump into today's verse. Today's verse is one of the verses out of what we call the Roman Road. We've already talked about one of those verses in Romans 3:23. Now we're talking about Romans 6:23. It says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Okay, so I think the elephant in the room here is not necessarily that we sin, because we've already established that everybody sins. So why should sin deserve death? That, to me, is the big question in this verse. The wages of sin is death. Well, I got a question. Why? Why death? Why something that extreme? I mean, goodness, it's like if I tell a little white lie, that's sin. But does that deserve death? I mean, okay, if I go, you know, kill a bunch of people, yeah, I mean, I could understand that. But, man, like, something small, why death? And so here's what you have to understand deep down in the core and the nature of you, so that you can really comprehend what this verse means. Because what we do is we read this and we say, the wages of sin is death. So if you sin, you die. And in our minds, I think we can paint it like our punishment is death. But I kind of want you to see it from a different angle, if you will. Wages are not something you get as a punishment. Wages are something you get as the result of doing a job. So if I'm going to put up gutters at your house, and we make a contract, and I say, I'm going to get the equipment, I'm going to get the supplies, I'm going to get everything, I'm going to put the gutters on your house, and I want you to pay me $1,500 to do that. Well, my wages come from the thing that I've done. So I think we have to separate in our minds at least a little bit that wages of sin being death doesn't necessarily mean that the punishment is death. Now, let me explain why I'm saying all that. There's a great verse in Acts 17 that maybe we'll get to that talks about the fact that in Christ, in Jesus, we live and move and have our being. The Bible talks, in fact, Jesus talked in the Gospels about us being connected to the vine. And if we're not connected to the vine, the result is death. Well, why is that? It's because of this. It's very simple. In Jesus is where we get our life. Okay? We are not lost without Jesus. We're dead without Jesus. It's life or death. And so whenever we sin, that's rebellion, that's separation from God, that's us being cut away from the vine because of the things that we've done. And so the result of our sin is not that our punishment is death, it's that the result is death. If my finger is connected to my hand and my hand is connected to my arm and the rest of my body, then my finger is going to experience life because it's connected to the things that give it life. But the moment you cut my finger off, it dies. And the moment we sin, we separate ourselves from God. We cut ourselves off from God. And the result is not that we're punished with death, but that what we get as a result is death. You've got to understand deep down in your core that Jesus Christ is the only place where we can experience what life really means. And that's why the wages of sin is death. It's not the punishment for sin. It's what you get as a result of sin. But notice the rest of that verse. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Okay, so if I'm going to put gutters on your house, I'm going to have to do the job in order to get the benefit. Okay, now when you sin, the benefit of sin, or if you can say it like that, is death. That's what you get. But there is something that you can have with Jesus Christ, this eternal life. And it doesn't just mean life once we die and pass on to the other side. It means life now. We get to have life now in Christ Jesus. But listen, it's not something that you've got to work up. It's not something that you've got to create for yourself. This is a gift of God. We sinned and we separated ourselves from God. We looked at what God offered and we looked at what death offered. And for some wacky reason, we chose what death offered and we accepted death. And what God has done over the course of the entirety of human history is work to get us back to Him. How has He done that? By giving you a gift. He's not making you jump through some crazy hoops. He's not even saying you got to get all cleaned up before you come talk to me. Like, I don't want to talk to no messy person. You better get cleaned up first. No, he says, I have this gift for you. This gift is the death of my son that pays the fine that sin created. It pays the debt that you owed from your sin. And all of a sudden now, if you just receive this gift, you can have eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but aren't you so grateful that the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord? So if you're listening to this today and you've said yes to Jesus and he's your Lord, will you take a moment and just thank him? But if you're listening to this and you've never made this stand that said, hey, you know what, Jesus, you're my Lord, do it right now, wherever you are. Just receive him. It's a gift. You've sinned. And because of that, you're disconnected. That means you're dead. But Jesus is offering you a chance to come alive. Receive that gift. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions or comments, maybe a verse recommendation, I'd love to hear those. Or if you want to financially support this podcast, visit jasonjohncowart.com. And if you're in the Northeast Houston area and you're looking for a great church home, we'd love to have you at Freedom. Visit freedomdl.com for more information.